We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Thank you for listening.
Sure, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Final hour, Jones and Mego with Arcan. I think I speak for everyone.
Thank you for listening.
Joe Mazzulla included. When I say thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We'll get back to your phone call, 617-779-7937. You see any good texts on the text line at 37937 about where people would go if they broke out of jail, Mego?
Yeah, 617 says Kowloon, which I said is a great idea. Except it depends how long you're behind bars, because if you're chowing down prison food for a while, it's very bland, and your stomach might not be ready for the spice that Kowloon packs.
It's a good point.
And I mean that in a good way.
Your stomach could have shrunk a little Kowloon. Bit. Maybe you don't have room for all that food. That's true.
Someone
they
says,
get big portions there.
Someone says Hooters.
That's right across the street. You can hit them both.
Checks a lot of boxes.
You can hit them both.
I don't know what they think, like, the waitresses at Hooters do after being in prison, but no, Hooters is just a wing place.
Yeah, but when you've been locked up.
True.
You haven't seen pantyhose in a while?
Yeah, you've just been ogling the rest of your cellmates, you know? Now it's you're out in Hooters.
I think there's an IHOP Bickford's debate going on in the Twitch chat right now, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Bickford's is good. I don't know where
Bickford's.
There are anymore.
What is Bickford's?
It's just like IHOP. Thing.
Didn't there used to be a Bickford's right off of 93, or was that an IHOP?
The one I always there used to go to was in there was one in Needham off of 95.
I feel like I used to like the Bickford's potatoes back in the day, but I have not eaten at a Bickford's in quite some time.
I've never even heard of it.
It's
are
a breakfast.
Are they gone? I think Bickford's.
It's a Denny's.
I don't think there is any.
It's like a Denny's, IHOP.
I'd say better than Denny's.
But that's that vein, I think. Might be smirching. I might be smirching Bickford's now. Let me know. But I do. I would feel remiss if we didn't replay some of what we just talked about with Brian Scalabrine, who joins us every Wednesday at 4:30 here on Jones and Mego with Arcan. If you missed the interview, go back, listen to it. It's easy. You can grab the podcast by subscribing to Jones and Mego with Arcan on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. And so we asked a pretty obvious question. In fact, if you want to circle back to last week, we were asking Scal about this last week. Like, not to pat ourselves on the back, but you know me, Mego. I'm not one to pass up on an opportunity to give myself
always
credit.
Around this time of the show, you start taking victory laps.
I like to give myself credit. But we were asking Scal about Jalen last week. Last week, we were asking about, before the New York Times story, before the Ringer story, we were asking him about this. And it was Arcan, to his credit. I don't know why I'm patting myself on the back, I guess.
Jones, right?
Go pat Arcan.
Yep. Giving credit where credit is due. Good job, Arcan.
That is true. Good job, Arcan. I don't want to be a take snake. So when it comes to...
Arcan, it's so good to hear from you.
Let's not go that far. So when it comes to Jaylen Brown, we've had our concerns on this show for some time. We tried to ask Scal about it last week. Obviously, he's been in the news a lot. We started off by asking if he's concerned. No, I'm not concerned. Nope. Not worried about it. I can't possibly imagine trying to... put myself in his brain and wonder if he's happy or not. Okay, fine. Fine. I'm nervous about it. You're nervous about it, Mego. Arcan, you're nervous about it. Most of you out there at 617-779-7937 are nervous about it. You can call in there. We've been hearing from you. Continue to do so. What's Jalen's main motivation? What is it? Scal knows the league. We don't. He tells us every week. What's his main motivation?
Right now, what is the most important thing? Like, yes, winning a championship is all that, but guess what? This is the regular season. Something occurs in the regular season that has a serious financial
All NBA in the contract.
Oh, bingo! Now okay. I'm teaching you how the NBA works. You do all this media. You get your name out there. You're doing that, this and that. Guess what? Who votes for All NBA?
Writers.
Ah, so now you're becoming more personable,
good.
More access.
So he's more worried about making All NBA than the championship. Good.
Whoa. No. You can't do both? Jaylen Brown is right there in that conversation. He can fall anywhere, in my opinion, between 13 and 18 in the NBA. I did the math the other day. I think it's about a $45 million difference. Would you do some interviews for $45 million? When you get your name out there right now, it's about, you know, maneuvering towards All-NBA, which is not uncommon for a guy in his position to do. It's just reminding everybody of who he is, how good he is, what he does, and how the sacrifices he makes for this team.
So he's getting his name out there to make All-NBA to get the contract. Look, I don't even disagree with that. I've said this a lot. I'm like, I don't think players in their mid-20s tend to prioritize a championship. I think they prioritize a lot of other things. Contracts and All-NBA and All-Star games and being appreciated by their peers, which is actually something we did not talk about in the Jaylen Brown ringer story that maybe we can get back to, because it was very important for Jaylen to establish himself in the league and be appreciated and respected amongst his peers.
He was very aware of what the other his peers in his draft class were doing in their first season.
So I don't think it's a hot take to say he's more concerned about a contract than a title.
No.
I don't think it's a hot take to say that. I actually agree with that. But like right now, that's what he's most focused on, the contract. Shouldn't it be locking up a one seed? Shouldn't it be winning basketball games? The team's not winning basketball games. Is it maybe because their second best player, according to Scal, is more focused on a contract than the games at hand right now?
Well, he's playing like he's playing for a contract, and I mean that in a good way. I mean that in a complimentary way. Now, whether that's somehow distracting to the locker room, I can't make those two things line up.
Well, these stories are a distraction. But prior to that, you're right. That's only been the last few days, few games.
But in terms of his play, I mean, I can't fault him for anything and that he's doing on the court at all. And even off the court, I mean, look, it's totally his prerogative to go out there, talk to whoever he wants, say whatever he wants, and express himself how he feels. It's just, it seems like it does at some point become a distraction for the locker room.
And it certainly wasn't like he did these interviews and spent the whole time saying, all I'm focused on is a championship, all that matters is a championship. He covered a lot of topics. And again, I don't begrudge him for this. It's an interview. You're going to talk. You're going to get asked questions, and you're going to answer them. But he was talking about all sorts. It wasn't all about a championship. It wasn't all about, you know, the team and winning. It was about not liking certain things about the area. It was about the sacrifices that he's made. It was about... Also, Kyrie and Kanye, well, I didn't talk about Kanye, but I mean, there was questions about that. Like, it was all these other things. So, you know, like, yeah, can he do both? I'm sure he can. But in this instance, it was more just about the interview, you know, like that's all. I think it's fair to say that.
Well, and again, just if you want to get paid by the Boston Celtics, then why bring, and again, I don't think he's lying. I think he's telling the truth. I think he's bringing this up because it's a real problem in his life. But why bring up or go there? I think he was asked about Boston, but why engage on that? Like, if you're in a big contract drive in this city, why bring that up? So I only illustrate that to say, I think it's about more than a contract drive. I don't think he's happy.
Well, let's go back to that comment, actually. Yeah. So that was specifically in the New York Times story.
Yep.
And it was something that Sopan Deb asked
He was
him.
Asked about, correct.
He asked him about his experience as a black athlete in the city of Boston, which is something that has been in the conversation for years. And
but if you're really, my only point is, he was asked, you're right. My only point is, if he's really fixated on the contract part of it, yeah, I mean, you don't want to be a liar, and you are somebody who has been, you know, very outspoken on social issues, but you don't have to engage on that. Like, you don't have to. You can do what he did with Kanye, or you can dance around it.
Wouldn't that make him look like such a fraud, though?
But this is my point. Like, if it's just about a contract drive, you're probably okay with looking like a little bit of a fraud. If you're worried about being authentic and really saying how you feel, then I think that's all coming through in this story.
I totally get that. I think it would be a major challenge for most people once they sit down mid-interview to compartmentalize their feelings on something like that.
Fair.
And say, you know what? What I'm saying right now might actually not be good business for me. Now, there are certain athletes... Hey, Michael Jordan was a master.
The idea that this is all calculated, though.
Right.
According to Scal,
right.
This is all calculated to drum up interest.
That's also Scal's projection. I mean, we haven't heard Jaylen Brown say that. Now, of course, Jaylen Brown wants the All-NBA deal. I mean, the All-NBA honors. He wants the Supermax deal. All of that, of course. Why wouldn't you? You'd be crazy if you didn't. But I'm just saying, like, I think a little bit of these different things can be true.
Nope, that's true. And Scal also did say that... You can get the contract and then force your way out. True. You absolutely can do that. You can get the Supermax and then say, you know what, I'm not playing here anymore. What are you going to do about it? Kevin Durant signed a contract and left.
Happens all the time.
Less than a year later? When did Durant sign the contract? This summer? Two summers ago? When did he sign his extension?
Last year, I think.
Yeah, I don't. I'd have to double check myself on that. But it's like, yeah, guys force their way out all the time. So just because he signs the contract doesn't even mean he's here. But, I mean, look, how do you feel about that? That Jaylen Brown is orchestrating a contract drive in the middle of the season. This is all attempting to drum up interest in him, to get himself on the All-NBA team, to get himself paid. Do you have no problem with it? It's not a big deal. You wouldn't turn down $45 million like Scal said, and I wouldn't. Of course I wouldn't. Do you feel like that, or do you feel like that is distracted? That's a distracted athlete, and, well, this team looks distracted right now. Can we all agree with that? This looks like a distracted team. He doesn't look distracted night in and night out. I agree with you on that, Mego. The team looks distracted. And so, I don't know, maybe he's able to lock in during the games, but he won't shut up about his contract the rest of the time.
You do have to say he's balancing it all pretty well. Well, he's still performing.
But he is, but like, you know, for the most part, Kyrie was too when he wasn't happy in Boston that final year. Like, he was out producing for a large chunk of that, not against Milwaukee, but he was able to produce. He could look at his numbers and go, no. Look, Kyrie's able to compartmentalize it, but he was such a drain on everybody else. So, I don't know. I mean, again, how do you feel about it? 617-779-7937. Is it okay? You're worried about the extra $45 million? You're worried about the Supermax? Or should he be more focused on, I don't know, getting a one seed? If Scal is right, that's assuming Scal is right. He knows the league. We don't. Should they be more focused on winning these games, getting a one seed, as opposed to pulling strings with the writers and making sure you get your way on an All-NBA team and throwing the city, the organization, and everything else under the bus in the meantime? And he might not be lying, but that's what he's doing.
The thing that freaks me out is, and you've related this back to that 2018-2019 Celtics team, Kyrie's last year with the Celtics a lot. It does remind me of the guys who were in the situations of Terry Rozier and others who are trying to figure out their contracts.
And just to jump in on that, Terry Rozier did the exact same thing. He went on that insane ESPN car wash and might have ended up doing a little damage to what he was saying, but that's exactly the mindset that I think it was.
That's just what it makes me think of. Now, again, like I have a hard time computing that this is affecting Jaylen's play on the court because it's not. Like, he's playing fantastic. He's playing best of his career right now, in my opinion. But at the same time, the locker room feels like it's in disarray. Guys seem disinterested. Guys seem outright unhappy at different times. And so maybe sometimes individual interests have to do with that. We've seen it in the past with the team.
Does that make you feel any better about Jaylen Brown? Does today, the last 24 hours, really specifically, we've already talked about the New York Times, we talked about the Ringer, we're glad to keep talking about those stories with Jaylen Brown. Does him refusing to clarify his comments last night or what Scal had to offer earlier today, does any of that make you feel better about Jaylen? How are you feeling about him at this hour, staying with the Celtics? 617-779-7937. Arkan has all the latest here in trending, and we're right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
You're listening to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
The Celtics are getting a bit of a reputation that they don't take care of their stars, which is something that the rest of the league sees. Now, they develop really, really well. They draft really, really well. But I think the next step for the Celtics, and they have a newer regime. This is not the Danny Ainge regime, but they have an opportunity, or what they should be doing is showing the rest of the league, nah, we take care of our stars within the fabric of this organization. And, you know, they're kind of fumbling the ball on that, at least publicly.
It's Logan Murdoch from The Ringer. One of two interviews that Jaylen Brown, I was about to say, has done in the last week, but that's not accurate. The New York Times interview was done when the Celtics were in Houston, so a week or so ago. And the Ringer story was done back in January. But Logan Murdoch, the author of that Ringer story, was on with Bill Simmons on his podcast and said the Celtics are getting a reputation around the league of mistreating their stars. Interesting. It's Jones and Mego with Arkan here on WEEI. It is difficult to keep all these stories straight, and he's got another interview coming up later this week, we think, right? I know Malik Andrews didn't say what day, but I'm guessing it's tomorrow. Is it going to run the day of the game? Oh, maybe it's built around the game. Is the game on Friday, an ESPN game?
Yes and no.
Let me look.
It's the Pacers, so
I doubt it. You're right. So, okay.
Ooh, powerhouse Pacers.
Maybe it'll air on Thursday. I don't know. I don't know when it's going to run.
That Halliburton-Brogdon revenge matchup, you know?
Pacers have been a tough matchup for the Celtics.
They have this year.
But anyway, it's hard to keep it all straight. I understand. Logan Murdoch in The Ringer says the Celtics are getting a reputation that they're alienating superstars. Your thoughts, Mego?
They don't take care of their stars, I think, is the bigger thing. It's not even alienating. It's not taking care of. I mean, this is a guy that you drafted and brought up to the point where you are in the finals. And then to Jaylen Brown's credit, like weeks later, you are maybe shopping him around for Kevin Durant, which, yes, Kevin Durant, top 15 player all time in my book. But still, like just weeks removed, you can understand how that would piss him off and how that would look bad to other athletes around the league. And it's a reputation that Boston has had before. Boston has struggled with free agents in this league before. KG came in, I think, at least made some headway with that and has really embraced Boston and has spoken so much about how much his time here meant to him.
To jump in, those are two different things, though, right? Because Garnett was talking about the city and how it treats black athletes. And,
but doesn't that also relate back to, well, I understand it's different. What happens within the organization and the city, the city environment are different things.
Yeah, they are. I don't know how.
But it's all part of a reputation of being a Boston Celtic.
Correct. Jaylen Brown might view it.
What is your
all
lifestyle going to be like? What are your opportunities off of the court going to be like? And that's all of a piece here. Now, I think what's really disappointing is that, so Jaylen was a rookie when Isaiah Thomas got traded.
Yep.
And we can talk about the Isaiah Thomas for Kyrie Irving trade like all day if we want. But you could see how he would look at that the same way that Anthony Davis's dad looked at that and said, wow, that's a crappy way to treat a guy who was the cornerstone of those Bridge Celtics. Mm-hmm. Like from a player's perspective, you could see your teammate going through that firsthand and say, they're not going to do that to me. I'm going to look over my shoulder and make sure they don't do that to me.
Right.
I'm going to call my own shots.
The first chance they have, and whether the Celtics should have done the trade or not, the first chance they have, they're going to look at me and throw me out like yesterday's garbage.
Isaiah Thomas and Jaylen Brown are radically different players at very different places in their respective careers when he was traded and where Jaylen is right now. To me, it is 100% on the Celtics to communicate to Jaylen Brown in some kind of meaningful way that you are a cornerstone here. Yes, you're the second best player. We love that you've embraced being the second best player. And we need you to continue getting back to the finals and winning the finals. Instead of just going, well, I guess he's out. I guess he doesn't really like it here. So what can we get for him? I know that's your reflex. My reflex is, are you going to screw it up? Like, are you going to absolutely screw this up going
forward?
Well,
my reflex is, and we talked about this earlier in the show, my reflex is if Jaylen wants out, and I think he does. Like, I know people are nervous about this. They should be. Scal's kind of on his own island on this one. You should be nervous about this. And if he doesn't want to be here and he wants out, then I'm trying to get something for him. And I brought up Damian Lillard's name earlier today because I think that's fair one-for-one value. I think that might be an upgrade on Jaylen Brown. And I'm worried that if Jaylen wants out, the Celtics can't get a fair return. So I am concerned about that, but I'm admittedly
jumping ahead. Arcan, do you think they have a problem with how they treat their stars? Is that the perception within the league?
I think it might be the perception in the league, but I'm not really that worried about it. I'm not. I think that in this case, you really only have to worry about Jason Tatum and catering to his needs, really, because if you trade Jaylen Brown for another star, that star is going to come here and play with Tatum, and then you sort of go from there. Like, then you worry, then they worry about how they get treated somewhere down the line. And if it's someone like Dame Lillard, who's here until they're, you know, in their mid-30s, it's not as egregious, I would say. Like, you know, there's not a lot of loyalty there, so I don't really think this is that big of a deal. And I also think the Isaiah Thomas thing, I mean, my God, you traded him to Cleveland to go play with LeBron. It's not like you sent him to Siberia, you know? Like, I feel like that thing just gets so overblown. The Jaylen Brown
But like, if we're talking about Jaylen being pissed that they were in the NBA Finals and turned around and trade him like a week later, that's exactly what they did to Isaiah. And so...
They weren't in the Finals.
No, they were in the Eastern Conference Final. So, it's the same idea. It's like, you just went on a deep run with this guy, and fine, the Celtics got what should have been a better deal, although looking back on it, it's like, did they even get a better deal? I don't even know anymore.
At the time, I think everyone was unanimous.
At the time,
yeah.
It was a slam dunk. At the time, you're getting Kyrie. Now we know why you got Kyrie, because Cleveland was done with him, like every other organization has been done with him. But there's something to be said for, the second the Celtics see an opportunity of something better, they're just going to trade me. And that distrust, that's like a Red Sox level thing. And here's where I thought it was gone. And this is what I think is the newsiest thing with Logan Murdoch, the author in The Ringer. The newsiest thing is I thought that was an Ainge thing. Ainge is gone and that's still perception?
Ugh.
Like, that's not good. I didn't realize that was still a thing. I thought Stevens might have cleaned that up a little bit.
I think you have to also ask yourself, like, who does the team have more of a responsibility to? The superstars on the team or the fans and making the team better? Because whether you like Isaiah Thomas or not, or whether you think he was a superstar worth keeping, Kyrie Irving made the team better, and that's what you have to do.
I get that, but how does losing Jaylen Brown at 26 years old make your team better?
Right. So that's like
if you get Kevin Durant back and you win a championship, then it does.
That ship is sailed. Kevin Durant is with the Suns.
If you get Dame Lillard and win a championship,
at this point now, I don't think you're winning a championship if you get Dame Lillard. I don't think that's happening.
I might like the team better with Tatum and Lillard.
I don't think it hurts you.
I've been down that path before with this team. And I know what you're smiling because you know that I love Dame Lillard.
I do.
And you're thinking that I'm trying to protect my heart.
You are.
From the disappointment of not getting Dame Lillard here. But Dame Lillard is 32. You've gone down the road with undersized point guards before. I probably would have loved it 2 years ago, but like, did the Kyrie thing, did the Kemba thing, did the IT thing before that. There's a certain level where it's not going to get you past.
No, and look, a 30-year-old undersized guard, that is nerve-wracking. I love Lillard, and I think he'd be a good
32,
fit.
32.
Because I think he'd be a good fit. 32, excuse me. I think he'd be a good fit with Tatum because I think he'd be a veteran leader with a killer instinct, and that's a good skill match with Tatum. But I just want to be clear. Like, I think Jaylen's being a baby about being in all these trade rumors. Zeke made a great point in the Twitch chat earlier today, or he runs the Twitch chat, but he made a good point to us here. He said Tatum was in trade rumors for Anthony Davis. He's fine with it.
That was 4 years ago. He was 20.
Okay, but like, he got over being in a trade rumor. Everybody's in a trade rumor.
He had spent like a year and a half in the league. He was probably like, oh, this is just how it's going to be.
Jaylen is still upset that he got booed on draft night. He's still upset about that. You can't be younger than that and in a trade rumor. You can't be in a trade rumor quicker than that. And so, look, Tatum was only in one significant trade rumor that I can remember. Jaylen's been in a million, but like, Tatum got over it. Jaylen can get over it too, or he should be able to. I don't know that he can. Nino's in East Boston waiting patiently. Go ahead, Nino.
Hi, first time caller.
Welcome.
Mago, you do a fantastic job. I don't know how you put up with these guys.
Thanks,
that's
Nino.
Number one. Number two is, when I heard Scalabrine talk, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, I've lived in this country for 64 years. Mm-hmm. The racism isn't as all bad as everybody seems to be, okay? We all get along.
We do.
Whether you're a white athlete, a black athlete, a green athlete, or a yellow athlete, it doesn't matter.
Good to know.
If you win, you're loved.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, ask Bill Russell. Sure, I was just going to say. Yeah, Nino. And I know that's like an older reference. Ask Jackie Bradley or Mookie Betts. Who else has won in this city recently? Let's see. Who's been called out? And
it's been so long or has, since we've had a championship.
Well, that's a good point. No, but who specifically called out the Boston sports fans?
Marcus Smart?
He hasn't won,
Marcus
but yes.
Smart
but Marcus Smart has
yep.
gone on the record talking mm-hmm. about... So Look, if you tell me that you're having these personal experiences, I'm going to take your word for it.
Meaning Jalen, not Nino.
No, Jalen. Yeah, Jalen.
No, meaning Jalen. No, me too. And like, again, so my only retort to that, like, I agree with this. And I just don't want to get caught up in the whole, like, do you believe him, do you not believe him thing. Like, the whole Adam Jones thing at Fenway, I don't want to do that. There are people who just won't believe it, so, okay, fine, you won't believe it, fine. He believes it. And secondarily, I just don't know how the Celtics fix that. Like, how did the Celtics fix that? I don't know. I mean, they fired Danny Ainge, who was backing up. Danny Ainge was, like, denying that anything was said racist in this city. I've never heard it. And so Ainge got fired. So, like, I mean, you could do that, like, how do you give Jalen what he wants? How, if you're the Celtics? Like, really? Do you let him take all the last shots at the end of the game? Do you make him the number one and trade Tatum? Like, how do you make Jalen happy? They tried to trade him for Kevin Durant. And trust me, I believe that really happened. I don't think that's just fabrication and writers with their agendas. I think that really happened. How do you make him happy? They tried to trade him for great players. So get over it is what I would say. That part of it. The city stuff, I get it. Like, that, how are you going to get over that? But the on-court trade rumor stuff, he should be able to get over that by now. Andrew is on the tractor. Go ahead, Andrew. I think it's our first call from a tractor. Go ahead.
That we know of.
Yeah, we're out here farming. But the story is, I think Jalen is, I don't think he has the genetic makeup. And I'm not saying that Tatum does, but I'm saying that, you know, for the guy to be complaining at this time in the year when, you know, he's had – how many years in Boston and, you know, he hasn't stepped up and over proved out his point.
So do we
Tatum of being the guy.
So do we totally agree Jalen hasn't risen to the occasion on the big stage? I feel like he was one of the only guys in the finals
last year. I thought he did.
So he's turning it over like every other possession, which I hated, but but he was one of the few guys who actually showed up in the finals. I don't know that one of the things I love about Jalen, I love his comportment and how he carries himself and he plays with an edge. I wish Tatum had more of that. So that's not my question with Jalen. My question is, can Jalen be happy here? Does he like the city? Is he happy being in the shadow of Jason Tatum? Those are my questions about Jalen. His makeup? No. Those are my questions. That's a question for Tatum. Makeup is a question for Tatum. Makeup with Jalen? I mean, soft with trade rumors. Maybe. Scal's words, not mine. Fixated on all NBA and a contract and not a title. But generally, I like how he carries himself. Generally, that's one of the things I love about Jalen, more so than anybody else on this team.
Yeah, and I think his play overall is very consistent. Like, I've bitched forever about the turnovers, and I've come to decide that that's just a flaw in his game that you're going to have to live with. Nobody's
I'm not
a perfect
an Andy
player.
Turner.
Nobody's
turn left.
He did go left last night. He did go left. I loved seeing that. That's just he's got flaws in his game. Every player does. Like, you're going to have to accept them and figure out how you're going to work around them, whatever. The relationship with Tatum remains pretty fascinating to me, more so than it has in a while, because of Tatum's relationships with other players around the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tatum is a guy who, in one of the articles, I think it might have been the New York Times one, was described as being out and about during All-Star Weekend, whereas Jalen is a guy who maybe, like, wants to go to dinner then goes home.
I thought that was interesting. That was in the I think that was in the Ringer story. He's got his kid with him, but he's still out and about.
Well, okay. That's a topic for another time. Like, but Tatum is a little bit of the social butterfly in the league.
Yes.
And, you know, and likes that. I don't know if Jalen's as much into that. And there may be some insecurity about, okay, you have your friend Bradley Beal, you have your friend Kevin Durant, you got friends on all these other teams.
You know who else he's friends with?
Don't say it.
Lillard, he is. Lillard recruited him onto Team USA Basketball.
I kind of understand that there's these nuanced situations that it doesn't mean he hates Tatum. It doesn't mean he doesn't want to be Tatum's teammate.
Jalen is
but
upset.
But it probably on some level doesn't feel good to see him working out with opponents who might come to your team in your position.
Right. Arcan, I forget because I talked about this all summer and I forget and people called me an a-hole. While Tatum was working out with Durant, who was Jalen working out with again? I'm trying to remember.
With Kyrie Irving.
Oh, right.
And they were photographed together. Do you remember that thing with Kanye? Mm-hmm. They were all photographed together.
Interesting.
That Donda thing.
So he was working out with a net while the Nets player was working out with a Celtic. Oh, interesting. I think Jalen's
maybe he thought he was being traded one for one.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think Jalen is insecure about it because he knows Tatum wanted Durant. Tatum wanted Durant. You can fight it all you want. Why is he insecure about it? They tried to trade him. Tatum signed off on trading for Durant. That's why. Can they get over that? Can they fix that? I don't think so. Rogers and Westerly, with a compliment. This is how you get to the front of the line, Roger. Go ahead.
Finally, some time with the legendary Dark Knight. And Mago, and you know, Christian, I think I'm the president of your fan club in here in South County.
Thanks, Roger.
So, now, listen,
this call's
all
going downhill
of you,
fast.
I've been a lifelong Celtic fan, and I'm not turning the clock back or whatever. Let's talk about now. You know, nothing that Jalen has said, I don't have a problem with anything that Jalen has said in any of this interview. I think it's all valid. And I think that everything that all three of you have said have pointed to that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not totally, because I don't like the trade rumor part, but keep going. I don't like how much of a baby he is about the trade rumors, and I thought Roger was going to be much more complimentary of us. Mego, that was too much Arcan compliment.
No.
You got to be careful with the Arcan callers.
He wasn't an Arcan caller.
Yeah.
He's an Arcan plant. Where's Arcan plants?
Thanks, Dad.
Arcan, it's so good to hear from you.
I can't help what the people say.
Freaking Arcan simps.
None of us can.
Every day.
None of us
can. These Arcan simping white knights that call in every day. Like, mm-hmm. Please.
Always at like the same time.
We can't end the show with that. Bernie's in Methuen. Go ahead, Bernie.
How you guys doing today?
Hey, Bernie.
Super duper.
I'm kind of with the previous caller as far as, you know, the
with
Jalen
what?
Brown.
Specifically. Oh, okay, good,
situation.
Good, good.
You know, I would keep him here, and I think he, when you look at his overall game, you can compare it to Jason Tatum anytime.
Yeah, so look, I want the Celtics to keep him too. Like, all things being, well, I'd rather have Durant and I'd rather have Lillard. But, you know, in general, I'm okay with Jalen staying here. I'm not, like, trying to run him out of town. He doesn't want to be here, it sounds like. That's currently my belief. He doesn't like it. He doesn't like the city. He doesn't like being in the shadow of Jason Tatum. He may want to move on and have his own team where he's got his big max contract, if not supermax. So what I'm talking about is, does he want to be here? If he wants to be here, they can go forward with him. But if he doesn't want to be here, how can you possibly do that? That's what we've been talking about all week long. Actually, going back to last week. Really, the last couple of weeks with Jalen Brown. 617-779-7937, at least on this show. Keith comes your way at the top of the hour. It's got to be Fitzy with Keith. I saw Andy Hart earlier today.
Wrong again.
It's not?
Baseball.
Baseball game
wrong
today.
Baseball.
So, many accounts.
So an eensy weensy bit of Keith, or is it baseball right at the top of the hour?
Baseball, top of the hour.
Baseball, right at the top of the hour. So never mind. Strike that phone number from the record. We have Endgame next.
Jones and Mego return after this on WEEI.
Y'all want to play a f***ing game?
Game over, man. Game over.
You little punk.
Very
tackle.
Very on beat. Like that was
tackle.
That was very on beat.
Oh, should I play the thing that I made earlier?
You guys have heard nothing yet. Oh, you want to hear the best one?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Arcan had an idea. This is unfortunate.
What kind of question is this?
How my brain works. I made this. I think we were doing Celtics and I did.
Tackle, get a freaking tackle, freaking tackle. This is some sh-
This is what I was laughing about.
Well, that is a work of art.
Tackle, get a freaking tackle. This is some sh-
I mean, that is just beautiful.
When you said, when you guys saw me like doubled over laughing, it was at that.
No. We didn't just see. We could hear you. We could hear you.
You could hear me
these
from in here.
Allegedly, soundproof windows. Yes, we could hear you. Yes.
Well,
yes.
I was laughing my ass off. Anyway, it is time for Endgame, which is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Don't waste time trying to get rid of your old or broken car. Cars for Kids is the easiest, fastest way to donate your car and get a tax deduction. Go to carsforkids.org today. That's cars with a K and the number 4. All right, we're going to start with a question about the Sacramento Kings, who the Celtics played last night. In 2019, this Sacramento King, who scored 11 points last night, was traded mid-game for Zach Randolph.
Oh, boy. He had 11 points last night?
He had 11 points last night.
For which team?
For the Kings.
For the Kings,
okay. I'm just making sure.
The Sacramento King.
Oh, okay.
Was traded for
Zach
Randolph?
I didn't know if he was a Sacramento King in 2019.
He was traded to the Kings for Zach Randolph and I think somebody else, but Randolph was the big thing.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm not sure I have a... I'm not even sure I have a guess.
I have a guess. It's bad.
It was Zach Randolph and Justin Jackson. That's who we were
saying. Oh, that helps. Future Celtic, right?
Yes.
Do I get bonus points for that? Nope, I heard a no back there. I'm sure I'm going to kick myself when I hear it, but I have no clue. I will, huh? Well, see, that's a hint. I will kick myself.
All right.
It can't be my guess then. I have a guess, but it's not right.
Okay.
Mine's not right.
Megan's writing. Jones.
No, I'm done.
Looks like he's done writing. Okay, the question is, this Sacramento King who scored 11 points last night was traded in 2019 mid-game for Zach Randolph. Megan, what'd you write?
Sabonis
is incorrect. Jones?
Terrence Mitchell?
How about Harrison Barnes?
Oh,
Harrison Barnes is who we're looking
for.
I mean, that's at least a name I should have thought of.
Harry Barnes.
Harry Barnes did not even occur to me, but I still wouldn't have got that.
Okay, let's go to question number two. Tough start so far. In 2019, Ravens teammate Mark Ingram nicknamed Lamar Jackson this, which Jackson then tattooed on his chest. What did Mark Ingram nickname Lamar Jackson?
Mego looks like she's writing furiously.
I don't think this is right. This is what we used to call my cat. Tackle, 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 tackle. My cat was named Jackson.
I have no idea.
Wow, I didn't think these were that hard.
Yeah, I got it. Oh, I didn't think these were that hard.
I just thought this was so easy. Brian and Ryan both got them.
I love going to Harwick.
Well, good for Brian and Ryan.
I'm undefeated in this.
Good for them.
Ryan's never got one wrong.
Never.
Is Terrence? By the way, I guess Terrence Mitchell. Is that even his name? That's on the Kings last night.
Terrence Mitchell was
Davion Mitchell.
Terrence Davis. I'm sorry, Terrence Davis.
Terrence Mitchell was the quarterback that they brought in.
I said Terrence Mitchell. I'm like, that's not right. Terrence Davis is who my guess was. Still wrong either way. I don't know.
Okay.
What? I wrote something down. What? What is it?
Okay, I want Jones to go first this time.
The question is, in 2019, Ravens teammate Mark Ingram nicknamed Lamar Jackson this, which Jackson then tattooed on his chest. Jones?
I wrote L-Jax. There's no way it's that.
L-Jax is incorrect.
L-Jax.
And
L-J-A-X. L-Jax, yeah.
I wrote Action Jackson.
That is also wrong.
Good guess, though.
We were looking for Big Truss.
Oh, I
or
have.
Or Big Truss.
That I have.
Big
I have.
Truss?
Would have accepted Truss or Truss with S's
that.
Or Z's.
Trust mean?
I do.
Big Truss, but without the T's and S's.
Oh, Big Truss.
I do actually recall that now.
Yes.
Still wouldn't have gotten it.
Okay.
By the way, this was Terrence Mitchell, cornerback for the Patriots who never actually made the
Terrence,
team.
Terrence, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Enjoying it out here in the great land of New England.
Yeah, what makes it a great land?
Oh, man, just all the history behind it. You know, the 13 colonies. I remember this stuff in elementary school.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I love that guy.
That was my guy.
Loves those 50 nifty United States.
That's true.
Absolutely. All right. Well, this is an awful start to this game.
Yeah.
So let's go to question number three. Just ask.
All right. According to a study from the City University of New York, this is the percent of prison escapees who end up getting recaptured.
Closest without going over. Get recaptured.
Okay.
Closest without. We have to have a winner.
We do. I do have a tiebreaker if you both guess the exact same thing.
Same number.
And I have it more like 95%.
You know what I think.
It's very high.
They shouldn't be recaptured.
No, there should be a rule.
If you're a non-violent criminal, you're free.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Megan's
you
protesting
your freedom.
The question.
I'm just afraid about going over.
I was going to go a certain level. I'm going to go a little lower, actually.
Okay.
Well, I might go lower than that.
You don't know what I'm doing.
I'd bump it up a few, is what I'm saying to you. I'd bump it up
really?
A little bit. Yeah, you should bump it up.
80% inmates and one penny.
You should bump it up.
This is the percent
Do you know this?
No, I have no idea.
Prison
escapees. Just trying to get you to go over.
Did you know that in the very old times, I don't know if this is, I think it might have been colonial America.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
If you were hanged.
Oh, boy.
And you didn't die. Like immediately?
Did that happen a lot?
They're like, you got away?
Yeah.
Really?
They were like, you earned your freedom. You can
go. Nice.
What, so the guy didn't tie it right?
Some witch at the Salem Witch Trials
exactly.
are like, all right, run, you're good.
Yeah, they were like, okay.
Interesting.
Cool.
What's the percentage?
Wow.
According to a study from the City University of New York, this is the percentage of prison escapees who end up getting recaptured. Jones, what did you write?
I wrote 92%.
92% is over. Megan, what did you write?
This is creepy. I wrote 92%.
Wow! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We have another tie. It was 90%.
Well, go
and
fast.
I do have a tiebreaker.
Go fast.
Without going over, as of today, how many total points has Jaylen Brown scored in his career?
Okay, we'll guess it. We'll do it off the air because we have to get out of here for Red Sox baseball, which we have to do. We'll tell you who won. We'll tell you who won this tiebreaker. How many points does Jaylen Brown have in his career? Very, very good question. Not enough time to get to it. We dilly-dallied too much. What are you going to do? I thought we'd get one question right between the two of us.
You were close, but you went over.
Another Jones prediction, very, very wrong. Anyway, stay tuned for Red Sox baseball. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on WEEI.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.